Illinois, a choice for payroll donation at work, on the web at cs-il.org.
Meteorologist Scott Althoff will be here in 5 minutes with the forecast, but first, it's AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Federal prosecutors have broadened their investigation of Governor Rob Blagojevich's administration. They've subpoenaed records concerning Blagojevich's lobbyist friend, John Wyman, and a hospital chain that got a favorable decision from a state board allegedly controlled by convicted influence peddler Tony Rezko. The subpoena delivered to Prevena Health 2 weeks ago sought information about the Catholic Health Care Group's relationship to Wyman. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke on condition of anonymity because grand jury subpoenas are secret. Wyma was registered to represent Mokena-based Prevena when it got approval for an open-heart surgery unit in Elgin. Prevena Health's operations also include hospitals in Urbana and Danville. The governor isn't charged with wrongdoing. His office had no immediate comment. With one more week of early voting, several county clerks in central Illinois say interest has been brisk so far. The clerk in Champaign County expects as many as 10% of the county's registered voters will have already cast a ballot before November 4th. Mark Sheldon says with an estimated 123,000 people registered by Election Day, that's more than 12,000 early voters.
That's voters that we won't have to serve that day. So that'll be good for the judges and good for the voters who do vote on that day in terms of the lines. But I think we'd be... If people are mistaken if they think that, you know, they can expect to just pop into the polling place and vote in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes. I think we can expect some lines for a variety of reasons.
One reason is the complexity of this year's ballot. Champaign County voters are being asked to vote in at least 3 referenda, with more in some communities. Early voting continues through October 30th. Beyond that, voters will need to offer an excuse to vote absentee at the clerk's office. The National Rifle Association is endorsing the Democrat in the competitive 11th congressional district race in Chicago's south suburbs in the Kankakee area. That surprises her Republican opponent, as Tony Arnold reports.
The NRA's endorsement of Democratic State Senator Debbie Halverson added some fuel to the fire in the contentious 11th district contest. The organization has a reputation for backing Republicans. Andy Saray is a spokesman for Republican candidate Martin Ozinga.
There's a lot of rank and file NRA members out there who've expressed some anger to us about this endorsement.
Saray says Ozinga opposes a ban on handguns and supports conceal and carry laws. But a spokesperson for the NRA says Halverson has stood up to Democratic Party leaders in the State House on Second Amendment issues. I'm Tony Arnold.
A new story that just came in, PNC Financial Services says it's acquiring National City for about $5.58 billion and will receive almost $8 billion in capital from the federal government. PNC will pay more than $5 billion for National City through a stock transaction that values National City at about $2.23 a share. That's a discount of about 18-19% from Thursday's closing price of $2.75. National City's been hit hard over the past year by the downturn in the mortgage market. Earlier this week, the Cleveland-based bank posted a quarterly loss of just over $5 billion. National City also has significant holdings in Illinois, including banks in Champaign County. Officials say the unemployment rate is up in all of Illinois' 12 metropolitan areas. Rockford had the highest unemployment rate at 8.8% in September. The northern Illinois city also had the biggest unemployment jump at a 3% increase from September of last year. Second highest was Kankakee-Bradley with 8.5%. Danville is next at 8.4%. Champaign-Urbana's rate jumped from 4.5% last year to 5.7% last month. The statewide rate is 6.9%. That's compared with 6.1% nationally. The financial turmoil in the global markets has made its way down to municipal pension funds. Champaign officials are concerned about the firefighters' pension fund, which has lost about $6 million this year. Champaign's finance director, Richard Schnoor, says despite the 14% drop in the fire pension fund, retirement money for firefighters does appear to be safe. He says the pension board decided at a special meeting yesterday to rebalance the fund portfolio on a weekly instead of monthly basis in order to protect it from further losses.
Currently, and the pension fund is doing well. We've got $43 million in it. Of course, this is a decline from the amount of money we had a few months ago because everything's declining right now in the markets. But people are going to get their payments.
Schnoor says even if the markets collapse and the fire pension fund runs out of money, the city of Champaign is still required by law to pay firefighters' pensions. He says about 175 people take part in the fire pension fund. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us with another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, James.
Well, a little rain to get through, and then just some chilly weather coming up. So
that's
I guess yard work is pretty much out of the question this weekend, huh?
Yeah. I mean, actually, tomorrow afternoon you might be able to get a lawn mowed or something, but it'll still be kind of wet.
Yeah.
But I think most of the heaviest precip is now pushed off to east across the eastern half of Indiana now. We do have some breaks in the clouds, believe it or not, to our west, and that's all because of the dry slot we're in here in the upper levels of the atmosphere. So we may have see some peaks in the sun, peaks in the clouds, and provide some little bit of sunshine that heat up a little bit. That's why I put a chance for thunderstorms here.